time popping into a coffee shop. He kept walking, stopping a handful of stores down on the opposite side of the street, and waited, letting the other shoppers meld him into the crowd. A cup of coffee in hand, the girl emerged. He turned back to look in the storefront before him, waiting until she was far enough ahead for him to resume following. Nearly a 15-minute walk out of town, in an isolated patch of wind-stirred mesa, sat a two-story adobe building. Four exterior doors, each with a letter on it, apartments. Watching from behind a copse of trees, he waited while she retrieved her keys from her pocket, opened the bottom exterior door on the right, and disappeared inside. He held back, awaiting nightfall. He glanced at his watch. Not long. He surveyed the building, using binoculars to peer through the sheer curtains of her unit. A light in the bedroom shone, and slips of it spilled from what he could only assume was the adjacent bathroom. He smiled. The sun dipped below the horizon, and soon darkness shrouded the land. Time to move. Heading around to the back of the building, he found a sliding door to her unit. Easy enough. He jimmied the lock and eased inside. Water ran in the bathroom, but a voice carried in song from the other side of the apartment. "Carry on, wayward son." Interesting choice. He moved with stealth, approaching what he discerned was the kitchen. A tea kettle whistled as steam from the open bathroom door filled the space. The girl turned the corner, dressed in a robe, a teacup in her hand. Her eyes locked on his, and panic flashed across her face as the teacup fell and shattered on the floor. He smiled. Time to have some fun. Chapter 1.
"Wait here," Cyrus ordered.
"Why?" Casey asked, though pawn suited him better. As much as it galled him, Cyrus needed the insipid man, needed his skills, for now, but when they were done, so was he. "Why?" he asked again. Cyrus gritted his teeth, so incessant. He shook out his fists. Only a handful of locations to go, and the questions would cease. He would cease.
"It doesn't take two of us to get what we came for," he said,
hoping Casey would accept the answer and let it drop, but he doubted it.
"I've got this. Two of us will only draw more attention."
"Fine." Casey slumped back against the van's passenger seat. The imbecile was pouting like a girl. And that knee. Cyrus wanted to break it, always bouncing in that annoying, jittery way. The seat squeaked with a rapid, persistent motion. He shook his head on a grunted exhale. If Casey didn't settle, if he blew their plans... Cyrus squeezed his fists tight, blood throbbing through his fingers. Too much was at stake. His own neck was on the line. He turned his attention to the task at hand.
"I won't be long," he said,
surveying the space one last time before opening the van door. The lot behind them was dead, the building still. He climbed out, his breath a vapor in the cold night air. He glanced back at their van, barely visible in the pitch-black alley. Shockingly, Casey remained in the passenger seat, his knee still bouncing high. He shut the van door as eagerness coursed through him. The thrill and rush of the score mere minutes away, just one quick job, and then it was finally time. He slipped his gloved hands into his pockets. A deeper rush nestled hot inside him, adrenaline searing his limbs. His fervency was for the kill. He moved toward the rear of the restaurant, where the rental room's entrance sat. His gloved fingers brushed the garrote in his right pocket, and he shifted his other hand to rest on the hilt of his gun. Which way would it go? Garrote or gun? Anticipation shot through him. Rounding the back of the building, he hung in the shadows and then stepped to the door and picked the lock. So simple a child could have done it. But what had he expected of a rent-by-the-hour or day establishment? Opening the door, he stepped inside the minuscule foyer and studied the two doors on the ground level. Nothing but silence. He found the light switch and flipped off the ceiling bulb, illuminating the stairwell, then crept up the stairs, pausing as one creaked. He held still, his back flush with the wall, once again shadowed in darkness. Nothing stirred. Reaching her room, he picked the lock.